The Dáil resumes today. There'll be two new DDs taking their place in the Oireachtas, replacing, of course, Pascal Donoghue in Dublin Central and also Catherine Connolly in Galway West. The story, one of the stories out of the election campaigns and the by-elections, is the failure of Sinn Féin to win one of the seats, particularly in Dublin Central, which is, of course, the constituency of party leader Mary Lou MacDonald. And that's raised questions in the wider context as well about what's happening with the so-called United Left Alliance, or this plan that the Social Democrats and Labour, Sinn Féin, People for Profit would work together to oust the current government of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, or maybe form the next government of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So that's the one of the questions out of it in terms of where the party goes. And people are saying that this was a damaging by-election series for Sinn Féin. Well, I spoke to Deputy Pat Daly and he put those points to him and asked him what the mood was in the party after failing to win one of the seats at least.
Well, I suppose I went up and I canvassed in both areas, more so Dublin Central, because I was able to do it when I was in Dublin during the week. But I think, in fairness to Janice Boylan, she ran in a constituency which obviously Mary Lou has a massive national profile. And I thought that Janice did, first of all, an excellent job campaigning, a very good campaign. And also, the vote that she got, I think she got 17.5% of the vote, whereas Mary Lou had got 19.5%. That's a good result overall, I think, for somebody who isn't as around as long, who doesn't have a national profile. It was a decent campaign. In Galway, we had a candidate who, as again, Mairead Farrell has been around for a good long time now, a national profile, and is a good constituency worker all over the county, and has been there for a while. I think it's very hard to see too many patterns between both of the constituencies. I mean, you look at Galway, Labour tripled their vote. In Dublin, they were down 2%. In Dublin Central, the Greens doubled their vote, whereas not so in Galway. But I think both constituencies decided, and maybe I'm wrong in this, they decided who is the candidate who is most likely to continue representing us after the next general election. And Fine Gael have a strong presence with Hildegard Nocton in Galway. The vote that they got, it went up by less than 2%. The Fianna Fáil vote halved. So I think that people who support Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael put their money or put their votes behind the government candidate. And, Galway, I suppose, has a reputation for being like a bohemian enclave, but that isn't the case at all for many, many years. They have been sending Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Progressive Democrats, Noel Grealish-type independents up to Leinster House. And I think that's what they decided. Daniel Ellis, and I congratulate him. We met him down in Greek Street when we were campaigning and canvassing for Janice. He comes across well, probably one of the best known before this election councillors on Dublin City Council, a good profile, and it was seen as a solid constituency worker. And I think that the people there decided that that's what who they were going to vote for. And if you look at the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael vote in Dublin Central, Fine Gael's vote, in contrast to what happened in Galway, went down from 16% to 10%, and Fianna Fáil's vote went 7% down to 2%. So I think even Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voters there, in contrast to what happened in Galway, decided, well, we might teach the government a lesson here, and we'll give our vote to somebody who might have a good chance.
But if they really wanted to teach government a lesson, they surely would have gone for Sinn Féin in both constituencies. All right, they went Social Democrats in Dublin Central, but Sinn Féin in the other constituency, perhaps, if they were saying, right, we're totally rejecting what the government are doing. How much of a worry is it that they didn't? You're the lead opposition party. You're talking a lot about how Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil did.
Yeah.
But what does it say about how Sinn Féin are doing as the alternative government in the eyes of people. This is a by-election. Government parties don't win by-elections traditionally, but ye failed to win it.
Yeah, well, I think a lot has to do with, you know, the candidates that were put forward on the day. Now, we had, like, Janice is quite well known. She ran in the last general election, didn't obviously get the vote that Mary Lou got. And, you know, it Dublin Central is a strange constituency. Traditionally, has been very kind of a left-wing with people like Tony Gregory. Mm. Sinn Féin have always been relatively strong there, going back 20, 30 years, going back to the days of Christy Burke. You know, maybe there's a lesson for us in that, what, you know, I think that people realise that we have their back on cost of living. We're good at holding the government to account. But maybe we need to more to set out our vision as to what exactly we want to achieve. You know, what our policies are about social and affordable housing. For example, in Kerry, there's no real affordable housing. More beds in hospitals, you know, lower class sizes. And I was in a school last week where, you know, if the birth rate is falling, there's an opportunity over the next few years to increase or to increase the pupil-teacher ratio, ACE, autism classes, SNAs, and also to be strong on issues like neutrality, which I think a lot of people feel quite strongly about. And there's a clear difference between ourselves and the government. And I think that we need to kind of set out, particularly running up to the next general election, you know, that we are a party of fairness, social justice, economic justice, and you know, differentiate ourselves from the government. I mean, yeah. You know, there is a clear line between the government's policies, and, you know, I'm not speaking for them, seems to be just have more housing units and that will solve the crisis in housing. We, and I think the Social Democrats and Labour, and again, I'm not speaking for them,
yeah.
But we have a different view on that you need more social and affordable housing. You need to have more emergency accommodation.
And more state involvement in building houses rather than leaving it to the private market.
Exactly. And even though we get criticised any time, you know, the Dáil records are checked to see if Eoghan O'Brien has been meeting developers, we get criticised for that. But that's all in the overall context. We appreciate that developers have a role, that private landlords have a role, but there needs to be more emphasis on social and affordable housing. And I remember when I was in the council, Kerry County Council, in 1 year, in, I think it was 2018, there was one social house delivered in Kerry, in the Tralee area. And we're paying the price for the removal of the construction of social housing in the post-crash era. Yeah. And we're only
you need to present yourselves as the solution to that, but would you be concerned?
Well, I think what we need to do is to show how things can be better for people.
It can be different, but in order to do that, you're going to have to form a government and you're going to have to go in coalition with perhaps maybe progressive left parties in order, if you want to get Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil out of government. Has that been damaged in the last couple of weeks? I mean, after the presidential election, it looked like you were all marching in the same direction, this united left alliance that was going, from your point of view, to sweep the power with Mary Lou as Taoiseach. But in the last couple of weeks, things have started to change, maybe in the last couple of months, and there are questions being asked now by the Social Democrats and Labour and others about Sinn Féin's direction, particularly on immigration. And it was evidenced a couple of weeks ago when the Social Democrats were pretty stunned by your decision to abstain on its abortion reform bill. And questions now from Holly Cairns and others saying, well, you know, Sinn Féin's positions are shifting and changing and they're moving away from our stances. So is that a fracture? Do you know where you're going as a party left alliance?
I'm not sure that we were ever going to sweep to power. I mean, that was it was always going to be...
Put together a government without Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, which is your aim. And it looks like you're moving further away from the policies of your prospective partners, is the point.
Well, just to answer the question then, I suppose, after the presidential election, I think Labour in particular and Social Democrats kind of wanted to assert their independence of, you know, other parties and, you know, create their own kind of a niche, notwithstanding the fact that we did all come together to support Catherine Connolly. For years, we had been saying on immigration, for example, that the government has, you know, hasn't had as good an emphasis, or they actually had a plan to construct properly managed and properly resourced asylum accommodation, wouldn't have to be taking up, say, tourist accommodation around the country and in the cities. But they didn't move in that direction. The Social Democrats then did bring that abortion bill before it at all. There was a widespread type of view within our party on it. I would say that my own view was that, you know, it lacked definition. There was no definitions of where they were going with that bill, and you know, it wasn't really something that we could get behind, because you know the definitions weren't there, and there was concerns about that bill. So I mean, while we have probably, I think we do have more in common on the crucial issues of beds in hospitals, on housing, on neutrality.
Yes, Deputy Pat Daly there speaking about the outcome of those by-elections for Sinn Féin, and insisting that the Social Democrats, Labour, People for Profit and Sinn Féin are not moving further apart on policy, instead of trying to kind of march in the same direction to oppose Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. But there are real questions about it after that election campaign, those election campaigns, and the concerns particularly of the Social Democrats about Sinn Féin's failure to support them in their abortion reform bill recently. They're arguing that Sinn Féin are moving to the right on immigration and on other issues, and they're not happy with that. So what do you make of it? Get in touch with us on the programme. Is the left fracturing again in Irish politics? This dream of the Catherine Connolly-inspired presidential campaign, that they would form a government of themselves without Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.